Okay, so there's one thing that I think parents need to do a lot more. And here it is. A lot of parents with their kids are running around, you know, doing crazy stuff, and they just yell at them. They say, "Hey, don't do that." And the kid looks at them. However old they are, you know, you could be an adult for all I know. Yeah, you know, any age. Your parent says, "Hey, don't do that." And you look at him and, you know, maybe you stop doing it, maybe you don't stop doing it. But the lesson here, what the parent needs to do from a very early age is tell them why. Why aren't you supposed to do that? Why am I telling you not to do that? Why am I telling you not to run across the parking lot at the store? You know, from the kid's perspective, they might just think that it's, you know, it seems to them that you're just trying to control them. You're just telling them everything they do. You tell them, no, don't do that, don't do that, and don't do that. And from their perspective, you know, like, why? And if you don't tell them why, then either they're going to keep doing it or they're going to be a little salty, you know? They're going to say, all mom and dad do is tell me not to do stuff. But if you just had a serious conversation with them, you know, you sat down with them or in the car, you know, you tell them not to go run across a parking lot. But when you get in the car, tell them why. Say, hey, you know, maybe find an article or something. Like, hey, these kids get hit by cars when they're running across a parking lot like that. And I just really don't want that to happen to you. And if the kid sees that what you're telling them has a reason behind it, you know, a lot of people are questioners. They want to know the reason behind something before they do it or follow your directions. So if you tell them why, then that'll solve the problem right there, you know? And say they want to go to a party or something and you don't want them to go. A lot of parents just say, hey, no, you're not going to that party, all right? But why not? Well, maybe you don't want them getting caught, or you don't want them drinking and driving or something like that. So tell them, say, hey, you know, a lot of kids get caught drinking and driving and they get in trouble with the police. And I don't want that to happen to you. And have a conversation with them and let them voice their thoughts and you voice your own. And maybe you could meet in the middle. Maybe you could say you could go, but you know, don't drink too much or something. I don't know. Just meet in the middle, compromise maybe. Oh, another thing that's important is not telling them stuff to do that you don't have a good reason to tell them to do. You know, why does it? A lot of parents tell them to make their bed. Remember, make your bed when you wake up. But why? Why does it matter if you make your bed? What's important about making your bed? So it looks nice? You gotta have a reason for telling them to do stuff. Because then, if you just boss them around arbitrarily, you know, about these random stuff to do, then they're not going to know the difference between stuff that's important and stuff that's not. There's going to be blind followers. They're not going to, I mean, it's a generalization, but they're just going to follow rules blindly and, you know, whatever someone tells them to do, going to do it. Or maybe they'll just rebel and not do any of it. A lot of kids do that. So if you don't have a good reason for telling them to do something, you know, having them make their bed, you know, if their bed's messy, how does it affect you? Are you in their room? You care about that? You know, I never made my bed as a kid, but now I'm 21 years old. I like making it. It kind of makes things more organized, makes things look better in my room, and I'm a little more proud of it. And I did that on my own. My parents didn't get on me to make my bed, or else I'll probably just get mad about it and just, you know, brush it off and not listen to them or do it. But I just have this resent about doing it. So, they just boss me around. Who cares if I make my bed? So that's it for today. You know, just tell them, lesson one, tell them why you're doing something. Don't tell them stuff that doesn't matter. Don't just boss them around. Tell them stuff that is important, that they can learn from, and that matters in real life. So peace out, everybody. Have a great day, and I hope you learn a little something.